Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, February 27th. A very special one that's going to be seen live, as always, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. But you'll also have the opportunity, if you want to go to the Heritage Place, 2829 South MacArthur Boulevard in Oklahoma City, and see it live. That's where it's going to be originating from this go-round. So you have a chance to see the inner workings of the actual live broadcast. You'll have a chance to rub shoulders with buyers and all the Superior folks as well. 8 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the video auction. They'll be offering 29,900 head this go-round, including 11,100 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, 10,400 weaned calves. 1-800-422-2117. If you'd like more information about the livestock that will be sold this go-round, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Again, this Superior Video Livestock Auction, February 27th, will be live from the Heritage Place, South MacArthur Boulevard, Oklahoma City. Superior Livestock, see you there.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, taking a look at the livestock futures here today. And, well, this is about the third day in a row. Cattle futures lower yesterday. Hogs with a pretty impressive day yesterday. They were higher across the board.
You're correct, Dave. It was the third straight session of seeing triple-digit losses for the majority of the cattle complex. The main thing that's going on is the fund long liquidation in the futures market continues to pull the cattle futures to the downside. Some of our fundamentals are still not all that terrible out there. We do have one thing that still concerns everyone. Our soon-to-expire February live cattle contract closed at over $11 premium above the April contract. And we did see yesterday choice box beef have a fantastic day, $3.16 higher. Selects up 327, a movement of only 124 loads. Cattle kill came in at 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 79 cents yesterday. Now, on the close, April live cattle were $1.52 lower yesterday. March feeders down 247. April lean hogs were 25 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Tom, taking a look at our grain trade as it closed yesterday, and kind of interesting day. Soybeans, a big day yesterday. Chicago wheat was lower. The Kansas City wheat, higher yesterday. Corn struggling yesterday. It was kind of a wild one yesterday.
Well, Dave, we did have an interesting trading session yesterday as wheat, corn, and soybeans had good upside yesterday. Fund buying gave a lot of support to all three of our commodities there, but they all closed well off the session's highs, and only the soybean complex and Kansas City wheat managed to stay on the positive side yesterday. Corn and soybeans trading volume was very large yesterday, even though we did see a drop in the open interest in both of them. The wheat market, surprisingly, did not show much respect for the fact that the U.S. sold 290,000 metric tons of our hard red winter wheat to Egypt yesterday, and overnight trading has been mostly negative, but in good volume. At the moment, the March KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher, March corn down three quarters of a penny, March soybeans trading 4 3/4 lower, with March cotton 20 points higher. April crude oil is 32 cents higher. We're looking at the March dollar index down 11 cents, and March Dow Jones futures 4 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.